We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time now for our daily tech and business report with KCBS contributor, Bloomberg technology anchor and executive producer Emily Chang. Apple is asking the Trump administration for a favor. The company wants officials to exclude parts used to make the Mac Pro from tariffs. Emily, the company's announced it would be making the desktops in China rather than Texas. So why would the administration want to go along with this?
Well, we'll have to see. I mean, Apple products have been spared from tariffs thus far. The Apple Watch, AirPods would generally have fallen into that $250 billion worth of goods that are already being taxed. But the president is threatening another tariffs on another $300 billion worth of goods. And of course, this Mac Pro is a key new high-end device for the company that, as you mentioned, will now be made in China and not in Texas. So sort of the irony of taking the one product that Apple does make in the United States out of the United States is something that surely we can expect wouldn't make the president happy. That said, Tim Cook has put in a lot of effort to keep the lines of communication open with this administration. He's met with the president several times. He's met with his high-level representatives several times, and he has maintained that dialogue. So you never know. There is a chance that the administration could say, hey, we're going to make an exception for this one particular Apple product.
Dialogue or not, I mean, given the trade dispute, why would they move production from the U.S. to China?
Well, it was a cost thing. In Texas, they reportedly couldn't find the workers they needed to make the computer at the cost they wanted to make it at. And, you know, the reality is that everything else they make is assembled in China. And so they've got an already established operation there. And it just wasn't economically feasible, according to Apple, to continue to make the products in Texas when they couldn't get enough workers to make the products. The products that they're asking about here, parts and accessories for the Mac Pro, you know, the frame, power supplies, cables, circuit boards, they want relief on all of those products from a 25% tariff because they all go into the Mac Pro, and the computer is already very pricey, starting to retail at almost $6,000. So you can imagine adding tariffs on top of that will make it a little less attractive.
But, you know, still, I mean, clothing makers, kitchen gadget makers, everybody could say the same thing, right? It's cheaper to get it done. We can make it for the price we want in China.
So Which is why, you know, you're perfectly right to wonder why the administration would give Apple an exception. They are, you know, one of the biggest companies in the world. Their products are beloved, and the CEO now has a direct relationship with the president. Not every clothing maker or merchant in the United States has that. So can Apple use its muscle to get this concession from the U.S. government? We'll have to see. This as The White House has announced that trade talks will restart on Monday. You've got a delegation of U.S. officials going to Shanghai, including Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin and Robert Lighthizer, the top trade representative, to restart face-to-face talks for the first time since those talks broke down in May. So that is a breakthrough, and, you know, perhaps what Apple is asking for will be a moot point after those talks, or perhaps not. We have not seen much progress or the president backing down on what he has already vowed to deliver.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.